Thank you and good afternoon. Over the span of 3 days, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested two suspects who were listed on Southern Humboldt's most wanted list. Acting on an anonymous tip, deputies in Redway responded to a motel in the 3000 block of Redwood Drive on Friday. They located 22-year-old Zach Brown, who had a felony arrest warrant for battery causing serious injury. He was taken into custody without incident. On Sunday, deputies out on patrol in downtown Redway spotted 37-year-old Jesse Lee Serbrug driving his Redwood Drive, and he was later contacted by deputies at a local business. Serbrug was arrested on a felony warrant for weapons violations. Pelican Bay State officials are investigating the murder of an inmate who was found dead in his cell this morning. 29-year-old Neil Ramirez, who was serving an 8-year sentence for kidnapping, was found unresponsive in his cell by corrections officials, and despite CPR from ambulance staff, he was pronounced dead. Investigators have identified the suspect as Ramirez's cellmate, a 35-year-old man who was serving 50 years to life for first-degree murder. His name is being withheld as the investigation is underway. Dan Squire has news from the Arcata Police Department.
An Arcata police officer on patrol on Saturday afternoon spotted a woman he knew was on parole as she entered a mobile home in the 1000 block of 7th Street. Other officers responded to the scene, and they then conducted a probation search of the residence. Officers contacted the woman, 34-year-old Sarah Schultz, along with 51-year-old Arcata man Carl Partee. Both were detained while a search of the home was conducted. Officers confiscated more than 24 pounds of methamphetamine packaged for sale, along with a loaded .22 caliber rifle and drug paraphernalia. Both Schultz and Partee were arrested and booked for possession and possession for sale, along with probation and weapons violations.
Thank you, Dan. This afternoon, County Planning and Building Director John Ford issued an update for those needing to complete cannabis permit applications. County officials will continue to have cannabis planners available Monday, Thursday, and Friday, and they will also extend their group assistant meetings to every Thursday in February. Those meetings will be held at the Planning Department on H Street from 3 to 4:30 in the afternoon. For more information, you can contact officials with the Planning and Building Department. Saturday night, Fortuna officers located a truck associated with a recent vandalism incident in Roner Park in the parking lot at Fortuna High School. Officers soon contacted the registered owner of the truck, 21-year-old Manuel Mills of Eureka, who was in attendance at a sporting event. The truck had damage consistent with the incident at the park, and Mills was arrested on scene. It was on January 18th when Mills had caused considerable damage to the baseball field at the park, and while fleeing the scene, he hit a pole in the process. Mills was booked into County Jail for felony vandalism. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we have shifted the focus to the impact that state and federal funding has on the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. As government at the local and state levels try to find a solution to the gradual slippage of the last chance grade, the section of Highway 101 south of Crescent City, funding at the state level will most likely be needed. Road maintenance and repairs are very important to stable infrastructure, and communities could suffer devastating economic impacts should the last chance grade slip out into the Pacific Ocean. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency for the last chance grade, which enabled Caltrans to be eligible for more funding for the North Coast through the Federal Emergency Relief Program. State and federal funding is important, especially for assets such as the roads we drive on. A slip out of the last chance grade could also mean devastating economic impacts to businesses. A stable last chance grade plays a very vital role in the economic health of our communities. Officials at St. Joseph's Health will hold its annual Health, Wellness, and Resource Fair this Saturday at the Bayshore Mall in Eureka. There will be a variety of free tests available to attendees, including body fat testing, flu shots, among other tests. And additionally, there will be coupons for blood draws. The fair will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.